Oh. Dude. Help me. Yeah, I still have tits. That's not the emergency. Just come. Well, my insides feel like they're being dragged out of my ass. My tits are on fire, and I want to throw shit at you. What do you think that means? I'm not built for it. I'm soft, and I like porn, and coming in under 5 minutes. Oh, God. Oh, fuck. Oh, my God. Is this my life now? Pain. Periods. Rising emotions. Fuck. The tears. They just keep coming.
Okay.
I need you to go out and get my shit. You know, my shit. I am not being dramatic. I'm in pain. Fuck. I hate you. Oh, it's all fun and games for you. You get to shoot a load in me and I have to suffer. Help. Go get those things. No, a double-ended dildo. That's you, moron! No tampons. Mm-mm. I've already had you inside me. I don't need something else. And drugs. All the drugs. And chocolate. All the chocolate. Oh, God. Oh. And heat pads. Hurry. The drugs are good. Chocolate was better, though. How am I supposed to do this every month for the rest of my life? More to the point, why? Why is this happening? Why would God suddenly want me to be a woman? That's true. The guy does have a sixth sense of humor. Twisted son of a bitch. If you turn into a woman, I'd probably try and fuck you too. Cause men are opportunistic. The desire to put your pee-pee inside a vagina can be very overwhelming. You're still gay. Yeah, but I'm a dude. And you like dude vagina. Gay. Oh. This heat pad's not doing the trick. What are you doing? Rubbing my back. So gay. Oh, it's okay. I like homosexuals. So, how was it? Sticking your dick in me. Unless I dreamt you were fucking me. Wouldn't be the craziest thing. Yeah. It felt real. Sore. But you know, not in a bad way. No hard feelings. Just nerve endings that are on fire. Keep rubbing my back. Was it everything you thought it would be? Sex. Different? In what way? Yeah, well, I told you you're gay. Mr. Spoon. Surprised. I always figured you'd be a cuddler. Thanks. Letting me yell at you and rubbing my back and getting me drugs. It's like you're my boyfriend or something. Well, if I don't ever turn back, you don't have much of a choice. I'm not fucking anybody else. Now some strangers come in me? Ugh. Gross. Is familiar cum or no cum? Call me a prude, but I need to know the dick that goes inside me. So, you were just gonna fuck me and not date me? Oh. Oh, is that right? Oh. Oh, you didn't like to assume. Well, you were trying to dine and dash, weren't you? Well, you should have assumed. What kind of a girl do you think I am? You think I just hand out free vagina? Huh? Is that what you think? Because until I get my dick back, you're my boyfriend. That means no Tinder, no other girls, no other tits. I need you motivated and focused. And what's the best way to motivate you? Tits. You help me figure this shit out? Access to the goods. What? You think you can do better? No way, gay boy. Cause I have tits and a heart of gold. You're not beating that. I took your V-card. I made you a man. Yeah? Well, be one now. And stop being a bitch and be my boyfriend. Okay? Hey, Jesus. I didn't realize it was such an ask. No, no, that's fine. Are you snuggling me to try and get on my good side, or are you snuggling because you want to snuggle? Those better not be sorry snuggles. Fine. Yeah, well, you'd do it for me. You would do it for me, right? What does that mean? Oh, you're not sure you'd be comfortable. Comfort has nothing to do with it. When you're called to duty, you suck it up and be a woman. And if you ever get turned into a woman, I'm gonna fuck you all night long. Because that's what a good friend would do. Equivalent exchange. Your tit for my tit. Oh, don't be such a baby. Yeah, you'll be sore, but you'll live. Just like I'm having to. Plus, you'll be a woman. You'll be strong. Probably still gay, though. Come on. You really do me dirty like that? Wow. And I thought you were a catch. Oh. What if we both become women? Then I'll just have to make you my bitch. Well, I'm not gonna be your bitch. So? Yeah, but in this scenario, you won't have a dick. So? No. It's whoever holds the dick holds the power. And if I'm not mistaken, it wasn't you who was doing the holding. Oh, my little gay. You think because you're the one who went inside, that means you're in charge? Sweet. But very, very stupid. Now keep rubbing my back. Your girlfriend's sore and tired of your bullshit. If I'm gonna be your cum dumpster for the rest of my life, I expect back rubs. Hey. I'm glad you had a good time. Well, at least it was memorable. No. I don't think either of us are ever gonna forget that. No matter how much therapy we pay for. I didn't need it either. I mean, it was different, sure, but I can think of worse things. Nice girth, by the way. Oh, come on. You've got girth. Don't be shy. Yeah, well, it's a little late for the blushing bride act. Since you defiled me, and I gave you the right of your life, the floodgates are open, hell is empty, and all the fuckers are here. What? Go on. Ask away. Yes, I came. Moron. I'm a lady now. Ladies don't fake. No, if you were shit, I'd tell you. Of course. How can we have good sex if we lie? I'm speaking of good. You're not lying about that female orgasm. I mean, you gotta work for it, but... damn. Shit is good. Oh my god. Lasts so much longer. Honestly, in that one tiny regard, I pity you. Well, who knows? Maybe God'll answer your prayers and tomorrow you'll wake up with sore tits and a bleeding vagina. I only hope, right? Keep rubbing my back, okay? My hand feels nice. You're still here.